Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Mara, am I saying it right? Mara?
Mara
from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You're an analyst for the state. Is that correct? What do you analyze?
I'm an analyst for the state. I help develop policies and procedures for my agency.
So.
Do you know my husband, Mike?
I don't know your husband, Mike.
Oh, wow. Okay.
One of these days, you're going to ask that question and someone's going to say, as a matter of fact, he's in the cubicle next to me.
I thought all state workers knew each other.
No.
All right.
Do us a favor, please, and go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us.
All right, Katie girl, it's time.
Okay.
Katie girl.
And by the way, if you missed it yesterday, we obviously didn't play Are You Smarter Than Katie? She had an allergic reaction. She had to go to the hospital. We're going to have a full recap, and we'll give you the story coming up at about 7:22 here on the Wake Up Call. Now, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you could win $180 today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
Ready to play.
Here we go. Question one. Daytime TV host Wendy Williams announced Tuesday during her show that she's been living in a sober house as she battles addiction. Before Wendy was on TV, she had a massive radio career in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania was what number state to enter the Union in 1787? Was it second, third, or fourth?
Oh my gosh. Let's go with...
3 seconds.
Second.
Question two. Actress Julia Roberts said that she doesn't believe the 1990 movie Pretty Woman could be made in 2019. Richard Gere played the successful businessman that courted Julia in the movie. What was his character's name?
Oh, gosh.
3 seconds.
Harry?
Question three. David Klein, the creator of the Jelly Belly candy, is starting a line of jelly beans with marijuana extract oil called CBD. There will be 38 flavors, including toasted marshmallow, mango, and pina colada. Which U.S. president preferred jelly beans as a way to kick his smoking habit? Was it Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, or Ronald Reagan?
Nixon.
Question four. The lineup for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock has been announced. Headliners include Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Chance the Rapper, and legends like Dead & Company and Santana. In 1969, the original Woodstock was held in the small town of Watkins Glen, located in which state?
Oh,
3 seconds.
Indiana?
And question five. A blind man and his dog made history on Sunday, being the first blind person to complete the New York City Half Marathon. Thomas and his golden retriever Gus completed the 13.1-mile race in about 2 hours, 21 minutes. If a half marathon is 13.1 miles, how many half marathons is 65.5 miles?
Hello. 3 seconds.
4.
Katie! How is it not abuse to make the dog do that?
I don't know.
Sometimes I walk in.
You walk in at weird times.
Such weird stuff.
I'm shocked that like PETA isn't all over that.
I don't know. Do you want to file a formal complaint?
Who do I do that with?
You have to do it through Gus, the golden retriever.
All right. Well, I'll look for
that. You have to do it in paw prints because he obviously can't read.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, you can watch us live on our Instagram Live right now at End1065. Katie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Not only from being out in the hall for a few minutes.
But from death.
From death, yes.
Okay.
You are going for your 199th win today. Here we go. Question one. Daytime TV host Wendy Williams announced Tuesday before her show that she's been living in a sober house as she battles addiction. Before Wendy was on TV, she had a massive radio career in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania was what number state to enter the Union in 1787? Was it second, third, or fourth?
Third.
That's incorrect.
Was it second?
It was the second state.
God, Katie, what is wrong with you?
Nice.
I always...
What do you always?
I never trust my gut.
Question two. Actress Julia Roberts said that she doesn't believe the 1990 movie Pretty Woman could be made in 2019. Richard Gere played the successful businessman that courted Julia in the movie. What was his character's name?
Billiam.
What name was that?
Billiam.
How would you spell that?
B-I-L-L-I-A-M. Billiam.
Close, but no. It's Edward.
Okay.
Edward, okay.
Question three. David Klein, the creator of the Jelly Belly candy, is starting a line of jelly beans with marijuana extract oil called CBD. There's going to be 38 flavors, including toasted marshmallow, mango, and pina colada. Which U.S. president preferred jelly beans as a way to kick his smoking habit?
Ronald Reagan.
Whoa. Wow, that is correct.
Wow.
Didn't even need the multiple choice.
Oh, it was multiple. Sorry.
It's okay. Question four. The lineup for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock has been announced. Headliners include Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Chance the Rapper, and legends like Dead & Company and Santana. In 1969, the original Woodstock was held in a small town of Watkins Glen, located in which state?
New York.
Correct.
Whoa!
Why does that raise the roof?
Because you're not impressed by that?
No.
Oh. And question five. A blind man and his dog made history Sunday, being the first blind person to complete the New York City half marathon. Thomas and his golden retriever, Gus, completed the 13.1-mile race in about 2 hours, 21 minutes. If a half marathon is 13.1 miles, how many half marathons is 65.5 miles?
Okay, so 65.5, is that what you said?
3 seconds. Three, two,
five!
Five is correct!
There you go.
Wow.
You just needed that point one. Just add that up.
Yeah, that's what I did.
There you go.
That's what I did.
I realized it after.
So I did some research, by the way.
Yes.
And yes, that would have been considered dog abuse.
Oh.
Animal abuse. Because dogs, especially dogs of that size, should not run that far.
Oh, wow.
It was split up over 3 dogs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee did not see that type of information in researching the question.
Right.
So thank you, Gavin.
Isn't the Are You Smarter Than Katie commission just
it's a committee. It's not a commission.
I'm sorry. A committee, just you and your dog, Henry.
It is.
It seems like Henry would have been on that.
It's an appointed position.
And they meet.
Voted on by whom?
The people.
Okay.
And their meetings are held nightly in a bathtub with a glass of wine.
That sounds lovely.
All right, today's final score. Mara, you got 1. Katie got 3. Katie got 3.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, tomorrow's going to be a big day.
Tomorrow's a big day.
What do you guys have planned?
I mean, silly string.
Yeah, we can't tell you yet.
We already did silly string.
We will play for $200 tomorrow, and she's going for her 200th win tomorrow.
$200 for my 200th win?
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Crunch the number.
You know, it wouldn't have been this if you didn't almost die yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's fate.
God works in mysterious ways.
So if you want a recap of Katie's incident yesterday, we're going to do that coming up here in a few minutes. But Mara, I'm so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
That's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.